This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The city of Denver fired its top public safety official who oversaw police discipline last month. The termination comes following an internal investigation into workplace misconduct. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The city officials say Chief Compliance Officer Mary Dulacki was dishonest during the investigation. The results found her to have engaged in gossiping and mismanaging subordinates. It was alleged that she spoke with a CBS Colorado reporter about a Denver police officer who was run over by a fire truck during the Nuggets NBA Championship Celebration Parade in 2023. Dulacki claims she was fired in retaliation after filing a gender discrimination complaint with the State Division of Civil Rights against Public Safety Executive Director Armando Soldate III last year. Soldate denied those accusations. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The two Democrats running for governor continue to show strong fundraising numbers. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
There's almost a year still to go before the primary, but Colorado's Democrats posted seven-digit fundraising numbers for the latest fundraising quarter. Senator Michael Bennett raised about $1.7 million this spring, and Attorney General Phil Weiser posted more than $1 million. While Bennett raised more, Weiser has a cash-on-hand advantage, with $2.5 million in the bank compared to Bennett's $1.3 million. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Fundraising numbers for all 30-plus candidates who filed to run for governor are due today. There is more opioid settlement money coming to Colorado. Attorney General Phil Weiser has announced a multi-state deal with eight makers of opioid pills that help contribute to the U.S. opioid crisis. Colorado could get more than $12 million from the $720 million deal. Colorado Springs hitting 90 this afternoon, in Denver 95, could be not quite as hot tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.